morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Talk with Jackie.
Hey, man, I am so excited this morning. God is definitely doing a new thing. Praise God. One thing I've learned that He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Praise God. I've learned that God does not change. Sometimes we're expecting the anointing to show up. We're expecting for God to do something miraculous. And then when He shows up, we don't even know God is there. Amen. So we want to hear this morning, what is God saying to us in this hour? We want to know when God shows up. Amen. We want to know, is He God? Praise God. What I'm sensing in the atmosphere, is it God? Because one thing about God, amen, when He shows up for a purpose. He don't just show up to show up. Come on now. When He show up, He said, I'm showing up because I want to move on your behalf. I'm showing up to bring you a revelation about your purpose or about your destiny. So I'm excited this morning, praise God, what God is doing. Amen. I welcome Zoe, praise God, that's here with us this morning. I welcome Sister Anna as our co-host today. We're excited, praise God, amen. And I welcome my husband that's in the house with us this morning. We're going to hear what the Lord is saying, praise God, about His presence when He show up. Because one thing I realize with people is, as a body or as an individual of the body of Christ, we don't really understand when the presence of God shows up. We don't even understand about when God shows up in the middle of the night. It don't even have to be in the middle of the night, but it can be when we're sitting on our couch or, amen, we're riding down the street in our car. We can be driving, and the presence of the Lord will show up, Sister Anna, and speak to us. Praise God. And when He speaks to us, we got to be willing to receive it. Praise God. When we receive it, then God will begin to move on our behalf. So I'm excited. And the Lord gave me a topic this morning. It says, when the presence of the Lord shows up. Praise God. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heavens. Praise God. So even though we know when God shows up, there's still always going to be a season, amen, and there's a purpose. Come on now. He just don't show up again to show up. He show up for a purpose for the season to come. Amen. So we have to learn how to embrace God when He speaks to us. We have to learn how to understand the anointing, amen, when the anointing shows up in the house. And let's go to Luke 31 this morning. Luke 1:31, I'm sorry. Praise God. Luke 1:31. I thought this was really powerful. So we're going to go to Luke 1:31 this morning, Sister Anna. Let's back up a little bit. Let's go to 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. And I think that we need to understand in this hour that we are highly favored. And the Lord is literally with us. He's with us. And sometimes we think that we're all alone, or because somebody may not even understand your vision. They may not even understand the revelation that God has given you. But we have to understand that the Bible says that we're highly favored and that God is with us. And the Bible says, Sister Anna, if God is with us, who can be against us? Come on now. We know that it's more with us than it is with them. Praise God. So when we come to the point to understand, and I'm sure you agree with me, if God is with us, praise God, it's more than enough. Amen. So and I think that's the problem with the body of Christ when he gives us a vision. Amen. We're looking for people to understand. We're looking for people to validate and affirm what God has literally spoken in our spirit. And we know that people is not going to understand. Praise God. Somebody might understand, Sister Anna, but if nobody never understands what God has spoken, we have to understand that according to the Bible, that we are highly favored. He didn't just say to Mary that you was favored. Come on now. He said you're highly favored. Praise God. And he also told her, he said, listen, you need to understand this, that God is with you. Come on now. Amen. And that's enough for me. I don't know about nobody else. And sometimes, I want you to attest to this. Sometimes we can feel like that we're alone. Come on now. And so when God has given us a ministry or vision of something he desires for us to do or to bring forth, praise God, because if God has given it to us, then literally it's already in us and it's already done. You understand what I'm saying? So that it has to be birthed through. And so everybody is not going to agree with you or see, praise God, the baby that you may be carrying. And the baby that you're carrying is literally your vision. And it's always for appointed time. Come on now. So I believe that's why the angel showed up to Mary, because we know she was chosen. We know she was chosen. The Bible says she was a virgin. Come on now. Amen. So I'm looking at this thing in aspect as us being, praise God, set aside, consecrated as a virgin unto God. Oh, y'all better help me up in here. Come on now. Set aside, consecrated as a virgin unto God. Because the vision that he has given you is for appointed time. It has not been touched. Oh, help somebody up in here. Come on now. Praise God. And it's waiting to come forth. Amen. What'd you say about that?
I'm so glad you said all that, because I was thinking you are an example of that, just exactly what you shared on from the Holy Spirit and from his word. You're an example of that with Real Talk with Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Because God gave you the vision for this TV show
mm-hmm.
many years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you carried that vision. And other people, I don't know if you did share it with them, but either they didn't understand it, they didn't see it,
mm-hmm.
they didn't have that revelation from God that you had
mm-hmm.
about having a TV show.
Wow.
And so you carried that. And then I'm even thinking back to the first time you and I ever talked about this. You had never shared with me personally that you had a vision from God to have a TV show. But I was in prayer for you, or just in prayer in general, and the Holy Spirit showed me a vision of you having a TV show and interviewing people. And I remember when I shared that with you, you said, yeah, I've already bought the sofa. I bought it by faith.
Wow.
And so it was just a confirmation.
Wow.
Sort of like what you were saying, the Lord has his set time. He has his time and his season for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lights were given to you and other aspects mm-hmm. of it just fell into place. So
it
was like a set time.
Right. And then actually it goes back so much farther. Sister Anna, and I believe my son, too, he can attest to this. And, man, he's here. We bought the sofa in 2004 or 2003, praise God. When God gave me the vision, we went and bought the sofa, and the vision was to have a red sofa, and not just any sofa, amen, but it had to be a Henry Don sofa. So God had gave me the vision, so I went out and bought the sofa in 2004, praise God. And here it is now, what, 2015. And this is what you call the small beginning of what God wants to do for Real Talk. Not only so much for Real Talk, but I believe that according to the Bible, he used the smallest things to perform, to found the things of the wise. Come on now. And so he would take something so small and so minute in our eyes that just doesn't even make no sense at all for his purpose. And so that's why I encourage people, hold on to your vision. Come on now. Don't abort the baby. Don't abort the vision because it is yet for a point in time. Come on now. Praise God. Like I said, it was in 2004 when God began to really stir me. And then I started getting all type of prophecies from all over the place about TV, going on TV, radio, this, that, and the other. But there is always what you call the in-between place, Sister Anna. There is always a waiting place. It's just like we as a woman having a baby. Once we get pregnant, once we're pregnated, amen, then you have to go through the waiting period, the trimesters of that baby. Come on now. Praise God. So very rare the baby may come early. Or it can be aborted early on because of one reason or another. But outside of that, if we take care of ourselves and do what we're supposed to do, we can carry that baby until the end. Amen. And I believe that in our lives, praise God, God has given us the ability, his supernatural power, amen, his spirit, so that we can hold on to the vision. Come on now. That's why we can't get caught up with what we see, Sister Anna. Praise God, because what we see would literally cause us to abort the plan of God. Come on now, because we'll start looking at our situation. I looked at finances. Praise God. I was like, Lord, I don't see that, Jesus. You know, he said, I'll come back at the time appointed. See, because there's always an in-between time. See, the time appointed, a time appointed. In other words, there's a middle. Come on now. And during this in-between place in this middle, you're literally going through what you call the process. There has to be a process. Praise God. Because the Bible, according to the Bible, says it's only our faith that's going to please God. Come on now. So God cannot give us a thing or bring the vision to pass if we really don't believe it ourselves. Come on now. You can see something, praise God, just because you see it, that doesn't necessarily mean that you believe it. You have to believe it, Sister Anna. Praise God. So God would allow you to go through the process you, shed you all the negative thinking, shed you of being faithless. Come on now. Shed you of being, or should I say having insecurities? Because sometimes we have insecurities. Come on now. So when we look at somebody else, I can look at another show and I was like, ooh, them some cold girls. Come on now. They're very articulate. Praise God. They're sharp. They got everything they need. Praise God. And so when I look at what I have, it's easy for me to abort it because I don't really believe it. So I start looking at what I don't have instead of what I do have. Amen. The Bible says, here Gabriel told Mary, he said, listen, you are highly favored and the Lord is with you. So that should be enough to carry us, praise God, amen, from glory to glory. That's enough to carry us, Sister Anna, until our appointed time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just see you as you're speaking as a forerunner. not just as a forerunner to your own congregation and those that God has given you, but even to those who tune into the broadcast.
Yes.
Because you are showing them actually how to put their feet to their faith.
Yes.
And to walk it out and put one foot in front of the other.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's like what you said, you have to believe and receive the vision and believe that you heard it from God, but you also have to believe it so much that it causes you to take some action to bring it to pass.
Wow.
And not just sit on that vision, but to actually put your feet into motion and bring it to pass.
And that's beautiful. And that is the hardest thing we can do. I shared with my husband this morning. I said, I'm not talking no more. I'm tired of talking. Folk tired of hearing people talk. Come on, we're going to do something this morning. Praise God. So I didn't have no clue where I was going. As we all know, this is our first show today. It's our first show. Praise God. But again, the Bible said, do not despise small beginnings. And this is the beginning, I believe, of something so great. And I'm so encouraged, and I'm encouraged because of the support and the love that I have through Zoe, those that God has sent to uphold me. And at the same time, like Sister Anna said, amen, by me being a forerunner, my goal, my love is, amen, my heart is to see the people of God come into their purpose. We've been straggling so long, and for so long we're looking at all the great leaders with household names on all these platforms, and it's like we're on the outside looking in. But God don't want us to be on the outside. Praise God. He wants us to come on the inside because he wants us to understand, praise God, that he has no respect of person. It's up to us. The Bible said, what a man thinking in his heart, so is he. How do we literally see ourselves? Are we able to do what God has given us? Praise God. So I'm really, really excited. But let's go on down because I want to show you something with this verse I thought was really, really powerful. And 28 said, an angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, come on now, and cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The Bible said when the angel showed up and spoke to her, the Bible said she was troubled. And if you think about us, a lot of times when God began to open up a vision to us, we're troubled. Come on now, because we look at it because it's so big. That's too big. Praise God. Amen. I know I shared with Sister Anna one time about a prophecy, praise God, and that God had gave me concerning her word of knowledge. And I know in her eyes, she was like, well, how? A charter school? That take money. So I know it troubled her spirit. Come on now. Sometimes it troubled our spirit. So what I'm saying is to say that that is common for us to be troubled. Come on now. But in spite of, we have to continue to believe God. Amen. Lord, I'm troubled. I don't even really understand it. But the Bible says for me to look to the hills where cometh my help. Know that my help cometh from the Lord. So when I'm troubled, I have to literally pull on the word. Come on now. And let the word begin to speak to me. Let the word begin to literally quicken my spirit. Come on now. Because I'm going to be troubled just by the thought of God would give me something that big and that great. And you know it's God because God wants to give you something bigger than you. He wants to give you something that you, not even in your little small mind, that you can even think of doing. And that's how God is. Amen. If he know you can do it, then he don't need to give it to you. Amen. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. And I think I can echo exactly what you're saying because I remember a time in my own walk that I just started going to a spirit-filled church. I'd just gone through a divorce. I had two daughters, and I had a history of 11 miscarriages.
Wow.
And I was in worship and praise, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I want to bless you with a son. And I thought, oh my gosh, you have to give me a husband first.
Mm.
And it just looked so impossible to me. Mm. I just couldn't even really wrap my mind around it. But I knew it was the Lord, and so I just received it into my heart. And now I have a son who's 12 years old. No complications with him whatsoever.
Wow.
And the doctors didn't think I could carry a boy.
Mm.
And just like with the charter school, it's something that usually when the Lord speaks, it rocks our world.
Yeah.
It kind of blows our mind up like, what? Oh,
wow.
Can't think that
me?
Big.
Yeah. You know, but that's just how God is just that awesome. When you think about it, why not you? When the Bible said we were created in His image and His likeness.
Yes, and I like what you said.
Yeah.
God is with us. Emmanuel. That's,
yes.
That's what that means.
Yes.
Emmanuel. God is with us.
He is with us. Yes.
So it's kind of breaking the walls off of our thinking,
our own
natural thinking. Oh, that looks so impossible.
Wow.
And just letting God just kick the walls out of our old thinking.
Yeah. And we know according to the Word, there's nothing impossible with God. We just have to come up in our thinking. We just have to believe. We have to see beyond what we see with our natural eyes and know that God is with us. Amen. And like the Bible, He said we was created in His likeness,
mm-hmm.
in His image.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. He just spoke a thing. Amen. And it came to pass.
Mm-hmm.
So
He believed what He was going to speak.
Exactly. So we have to get to the point of not just, and I always say this all the time. I tell people all the time, amen. Don't just quote the word. Don't just learn the word just to show how great you are. Don't get the word in you. Let it become you. Come on now. Don't just quote it, but believe it. There's so many people now that quote the word, but they don't walk in power. Come on now. They don't walk in the substance of the word, which is the faith of the word. Amen. God was a man of faith. Praise God. Everything that He spoke, it came into being. He didn't just quote the word and nothing happened. Come on. But He spoke and something, amen, materialized. So we have to begin to just speak it. And you, I know some of you guys are accustomed. I always talk about the show. Always do. I talk about it all the time. No, Markel said, boy, she sure do. All the time I talk about the show. Because I believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. I believe. So I begin to literally see it. So what I see, praise God, became a reality to me. So I said, I'm not going to let the enemy steal what God has given to me. I'm not going to shut my mouth. Come on now. I'm going to believe God. So it's been times where I set up lights just to sit in here and look at them myself. I would set up some lights. Come on now. And I said, Lord, I believe it. I just believe it. So I really, really encourage people today, praise God, begin to speak what God has given you in the atmosphere. Praise God. Watch God. If you speak it, eventually it's going to become so real to you. Amen. This is your baby. It's like when you're carrying a baby. You know that baby is real in you. Come on now. You know it. Even though it has not been birthed, but you know something is happening in you. And it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. Praise God. It may not be birthed, but you know something is taking place in you. Come on. You can sense it. You can feel it. You know, when we as a woman carrying a baby, we can feel the baby kicking. We can feel the baby moving. Amen. And sometimes the baby even gets stuck up under the rib, and you got to kind of push that baby back. And it's the same thing in the spirit. Praise God. Something is moving in the spirit. Come on now. You can sense it. And sometimes it may get stuck. Praise God. It gets stuck. You can get stuck in a place and it seems like you're not moving forward. Praise God. And a lot of things, you got to push some things out of the way and get back on the path that God has given you. I said, Lord, I got to get back focused. Because, see, one thing about the enemy, he will throw so many distractions in our way. He'll make things look good. I tell you, to get you off guard, to get you off the path that God has put you on. So you have to stay focused. You have to continue to decree and declare what God has put in your heart. You got to hold on to what God says is true. I don't care how good something looks, praise God. Don't throw it away. Say, nope, this is not what the Lord's saying. Because the enemy will always come, amen, and try to entice you to get you off the path to your purpose. Come on then. Whether it's in a job or some kind of business or something. It's always something. Praise God. But what he does is he'll try to get you off course by enticing you. And then when he gets you, he drops you. Come on now. And that's why I tell women all the time, especially women, even men, but women, stay focused. Everything is good. Everything that look good is not good for you. Just because a man coming with a blinging in a car, come on, making a bunch of noise, out of here, what I'm saying. Amen. That doesn't mean it's God. Praise God. It doesn't mean it's God. When you're focused, the enemy will always send somebody to throw you off track. And that's why I have to stay focused, Sister Anna. I don't know about nobody else, but I said, Lord, I have to stay focused. I have to, especially when you have a lot of gifting. A lot of times people have a lot of gifts, multi-talent. Come on, they can do everything. When you got 12, 15 different talents, you need to stay focused because you'll lose your way.
And I'm just thinking, I'm so glad that you stayed focused to bring this show to pass, because the way I'm seeing it, here we are in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and not everybody is going to hear about your congregation, your church, and be able to come in and hear the word that you're preaching and teaching. But if they can come across it on the internet, if they can tune in that way, that gives God so many more avenues to hook somebody up with the word that they need to hear in season to help them get unstuck and to help them to bring to pass for their lives what God has called them to do.
Praise God. And that's really powerful, because I'm looking beyond Tulsa, and let me kind of back up a little bit. I call this ministry, I call it a life center. I'm looking beyond Tulsa. Praise God. I'm believing God for international. I believe that God has called us to touch people all over the world, all cultures, genders. Praise God. So we're stationed here in Tulsa, but our ministry is worldwide. It doesn't stop here in Tulsa. Praise God. This is just a headquarters, that's what I call it. It's a headquarters, it's a training center, it's to train leaders, it's to teach people how to activate their God-given talents. Praise God, there's so many people want to do great things in God. It's almost like I'm looking in the spirit right now, and I see people just kind of wandering through life. You know, it's like a ship without a sail. Amen, just kind of wandering through life, but with no real clear direction on where they're going. Praise God. Why? Because nobody has ever really taught them how to activate, praise God, the gift that God has given them. And so many people have gifting, they have business in them. Come on now, entrepreneurship in them. Praise God. And have no clue what to do. And that's why I love and bring this up, Sharma Institute of Ministry, that God has given me a leadership in a prophetic school, because it helps people to activate their God-given purpose so they can see themselves like God sees them. Praise God. Amen. Not like somebody else. Because somebody else may not see me like God sees me. they see me as a failure. They see me as a person always struggling. They may see me as a person always broke. Amen. And I'm telling the truth. And most times people remember where you come from, but not where you're going. Amen. They remember you 10 years ago, 5 years. And, you know, we all know with Jesus, they only seen him as the carpenter's son. Come on now. They never seen the greatness in him. They never seen the Messiah in him. They didn't see him as God. They didn't see him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. They didn't see him like that. So 9 times out of 10, people will not see you the way God sees you. So that's why it's so important that we hold on to the vision. We begin to decree and declare that it is so. Amen. And just move forward. Hold on to it. Even though the vision may not come, praise God, tomorrow. It may not come in 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 6 weeks, praise God. But it's going to be birthed at the appointed time. And God knows what you need. He knows better than you know. Come on then. He knows when you're ready. Some people, amen, they're created to be a millionaire. Come on now. Millionaire status, you can see the anointing on their life. But when you look at them with the natural eye, they broke us all yesterday. Never have no money. But there's been prophecy over prophecy over prophecy that you're a millionaire. They sense millionaire in their spirit. But the key thing is they have to be processed into the millionaire status. Come on now. They have to be able to walk in that vein. So God, that God allow them to go through things in their life to bring them in their purpose. And then when they come in their purpose, they'll be ready for it. Come on now. And then at the end of the day, that God would get the glory. God would get the praise. God would be magnified and exalted. Praise God. And it won't drive people away from God, but it'll drive people, it'll drive them to God. Amen. I want to know who your God is. I want to know who this man is, because the person I know, praise God, there's nothing I can see where you should be sitting in a high place. I remember you when we think about T.D. Jakes, folks, first thing they say, oh, I remember when he lived in West Virginia. I remember when he talked about the government's cheese. I remember when he had holes in his shoes. Help me up in here. So something about this man, amen, because they remember all the negative, all the small places, the tight places he was at. So now that God has raised him up into this vein, praise God, people are gravitated to him to want to know his God. How did you do what you're done, what you're doing? Come on now. How did you get to where you are at? So that opens up the door for him to talk about the Lord. Amen. My Jehovah Jireh, my God that supplies. Come on now. My Jehovah Shalom, my the Lord of God of my peace. Amen. So it opens up the door for God to get the glory at the end of the day. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is. And I think one of the most wonderful things about the Lord is that it's not just for a few people. I know when people have wealth in the world, they'll say, oh, look at me, I'm better than you because look at what I have. But even using the example of T.D. Jakes or yourself, is the desire is to impart and to share and teach to the next generation, to those who are willing to also take those steps and follow and obey God.
Amen.
And they can have it too.
Praise
and
God.
I think that's such a beautiful thing about the Lord.
Praise God. I love the way you said that. I couldn't have articulated better. You said they can have it too. Come on now. It's all about how we perceive a thing, how we see ourselves. Again, what a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Praise God. How do you see yourself? Praise God. So God is, he's just so awesome, woman of God, and I just thank God for what he's doing today and where he's